Welcome back. We're talking Oregon State football in about 10 seconds. And the reason I say that is I just want to acknowledge the fact that Tanner, the guy who just called, he's taking some. And by taking some, what I mean is he's getting hammered. Brian C. tweets, of course, Hawk put on a guy named Tanner. That's a Delta Bravo hipster name. This quick email. Holy crap, Tanner. That was the most egregious case of reading a phone call that I've heard in the last few years. The energy, the delivery, the takes, all world-class garbage. War whoever wins today, Smoker, smoking Tanner's lame ass out the jungle. Matt in Vancouver. Canada is killing him. All right, I promised Oregon State football. We are joined right now by the head football coach at Oregon State. First season as Beavers head coach. A four-year starting quarterback at Oregon State. Oregon State is at number five. Ohio State Saturday, noon Eastern. Big, big week for them. We are joined by head coach Jonathan Smith. Jonathan, it's so good to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
Jim, I'm doing great. Appreciate being on.
It is great to have you on. Listen, before we talk about this weekend and this season, we got to go back. I always love a guy who's got a good SoCal background. You're from Southern California. You went to Glendora High School. So first things first.
Still got a bunch of family down there. Enjoy it when I can get back when I can.
All right, I like it. So you said pretty early on that you had a plan. Quote, it would be to get a degree, play on a team, and coach high school football and teach history. That was the blueprint. So when did you first get the idea, and what was it about college football, or I should say coaching football, that made you want to dedicate your life to it?
Well, I've always enjoyed the strategy and the camaraderie of such a big team. You know, I think it's an ultimate team sport. And so getting around it, you know, I like the strategy, the competition, and really doing it as a group. And so experienced that in high school, but then came and played college football. And I knew from that moment of college football, like, I want to be around it all my whole life. And so it's worked out to be able to do that. Now I interact with guys 18 to 22, compete on huge stages, and do it as a group.
Oregon State head football coach Jonathan Smith joining us. They've got Ohio State this weekend. You know, even your teammates back in high school talk about you as a quarterback and the fact that there'd be situations where you'd have to drive the team 80 yards for a TD, but you were always really, really calm. You'd be in the huddle talking about post-game dinners. How were you able to get into that place mentally in the biggest moments?
You know, I think that, again, we're just trying to make it fun, and you're playing with a bunch of your buddies. And so some of those tighter moments, I think sometimes it's good to lessen the magnitude of it and bring it back to real life, like you're doing it with your friends and your buddies. And so we would pop off a little bit in the huddle.
Jonathan Smith joining us. Now, listen, you had this plan, but there were a lot of different ways you could have approached that plan. But your plan was to go to the biggest college football program you could get to and walk on. So you end up going to Oregon State. What was it about Oregon State, and why did you want to go to a huge program? Why was that part of the plan?
You know, I think that I was ready to, you know, take a shot at the largest level I could get to. We were recruited by some smaller schools, but the Pac-12 conference and Pac-10 at the time, this was an opportunity to get in that league. I didn't know a ton about Oregon State growing up, but then got in on a little visit, came up and saw the place and wanted to take a swing at it. Did Mike Riley's the head coach at the time, felt like he was genuinely giving me an opportunity to compete and possibly play down the road, and it just felt right.
Oregon State head coach Jonathan Smith joins us. I'm glad you mentioned Mike Riley, because he said that his first conversation with you was about coaching, that you were already preparing to be a coach, that in your free time you'd be reading books on coaching and leadership. So as you think back to that time, who were some of the coaches and leaders that you read about, and what was your biggest takeaway at that point?
Oh, you know, I think a bunch of different guys. I can remember the early conversation with Riley when what he's talking about in the recruiting process, because I grew up a Trojan fan. You know, again, L.A. down there going to SC games. And his last year there, he was kind of rotating his two quarterbacks. And just kind of getting into the conversation, what's the logic behind that? Like, how do you go about it? And I've just always been intrigued by that stuff of talking to other coaches. And there's always different environments and situations to be going on. Again, going back to such a team sport with so many individuals on it. I just got a passion for it.
Well, so on the way up, you've got this blueprint and you're working your plan and you want to become a head coach. Was there a clock in your head, so to speak, and like where you thought, I want to be a head coach by this time? Or was it more a matter of the process and learning and growing and then just trusting that the opportunity would come along when it came along?
Yeah, it totally trust in it. I didn't like, again, I've been at some great places and being an offensive coordinator a couple spots, and I really enjoyed that. So I didn't have any type of timetable. Like, I have to be a head coach by this point. Be honest with you, I was at Washington the last 4 years. We were on a great time. We were winning some games, working with some great people. But this opportunity here, the fit for me in the Northwest, obviously knowing the place, I just felt this was something I couldn't pass up, and I've been enjoying it so far.
All right, so what's it like? What's it like to come back to Corvallis and your alma mater as the head coach? Is there any way to put into words how that feels and what that's like?
You know, not totally. There are some times that it is amazing in regards to just seeing some old friends, the former players coming back and being around. That has been great. But, you know, you're so busy with this thing, and you're working so hard and diving into these players and this staff that I surrounded myself with. There's not a lot of time that I just kind of sit back and say, wow, this is so cool.
We're talking to Jonathan Smith, head coach of Oregon State. Now, you're coming into a situation where the previous head coach stepped down in early October. The team goes on to finish 1-11, 0-9 in conference. And at the end of the season, the players talked about the emotional toll that it took on them. So how would you describe the team emotionally and psychologically when you first got there?
Yeah, it was definitely tough. I mean, that was the circumstances of the year before with what you're saying, the head coach. But not only just the head coach leaving. I mean, there's a bunch of assistants that have rotated through. Obviously, a new head coach will be coming in, so he's going to have new assistants. And so it was tough on those guys. And I knew that coming in. And so we really tried to dive into them, build some trust. You know, we didn't get the opportunity to, you know, recruit them for a year and meet their family and sit in their home. And so we tried to do a lot of that, and just kind of connecting, telling our stories as coaches and listening to their stories. Because, again, ultimate team game, I think it's important to be able to trust each other.
You see, how do you do that? That's such a key point to me, because you're right. You and your staff did not go in there. You did not sit in their living rooms. You didn't build that trust. And then I think it's easy for fans to forget. A lot of these guys are in their teens, their early 20s. Many of them might be living away from home for the first time in their lives. And then you got a situation where everything changes instantly, quickly. So how do you build stability and trust in that situation in a locker room?
Yeah, I think you just honestly communicate. Again, I think you break them up in smaller groups, which we did, and just, again, tell their stories, where their background, why they chose Oregon State, what they liked about Oregon State, what they haven't liked so far, and just feel like they got an open forum that people are here to listen to and get to know each other. Because we didn't want to just come in here and dive into schemes and tell them the expectations of this is how we're doing things. We wanted to make them feel like they're valued, their story is important, we want to know it, we want to know each other. And that's how we approached it.
Right now, Chris Peterson is one of the guys you work for. He said, quote, you have to be comfortable being very uncomfortable. You're juggling a lot of balls. It's like the guillotine is ready to fall. I mean, that's really good advice, and that's a good point. What was he like to work for, and what was one of the biggest takeaways you had of your time with him?
Yeah, he was great. Obviously, I worked for him for 6 years, learned a lot. You know, boiling it down, the guy's got a vision, and he knows how he wants to go about things, and he's a very clear communicator with his vision. And it's a day-to-day thing. It's consistent. He's very clear. I think he does a great job of allowing his coaches to coach, set some big picture, again, that vision of how he wants it done, but he lets those guys go and do it. The guy, you know, he's detailed, and it was a great 6 years with him.
All right, so you're 48 hours away from opening up against number 5, Ohio State. Hey, listen, you've run out of the tunnel plenty of times in your career. Any idea what it's going to feel like when you do it for the first time as Oregon State's head coach?
You know, I really don't exactly know how it'll feel. I know I'll be excited, and I'm proud of the group I'm taking out there. Again, these kids are a bunch of good kids, been through a lot. They've been working hard. So I'm going to be excited. Outside of that, I don't know what other emotions I'll have, but I am anxious to get started.
I know you're concerned about your group, and you're only concerned about what you can control, but I wonder about Ohio State. They've had a lot of controversy, obviously, in the last month. How do you feel, though, about how your team has prepared for this game?
You know, I think we've prepared well. You know, we haven't really thought much outside of ourselves in the preparation we've put forth the last month. I think these guys are ready. We've been working. We know what we're running into now. I mean, this is a great program, tradition, phenomenal players over there. And so we're going to be on our A game to have a chance in this game to be able to, you know, tackle these guys and block these guys. But our kids have been working. And so, like I said, we're excited about this competition and the opportunity that it presents.
So then a final thought. You come to a situation like yours, one that you and I talked about, so you know exactly what you're getting into. You know there's not going to be any quick fixes. You're looking to build something that's going to last. So what are you looking to see from your players in the first few weeks to let you know that you are on the right path?
Well, I want to see them compete for 60 minutes. I mean, honestly, we're going to go in. I don't care what, if we're up 14, down 14. I want to be swinging and competing for 60 minutes. I was at Washington last year. I played these guys. They put a good two, three quarters together at times, but they couldn't finish things for 60 minutes. So, really, if we can play compete for 60 minutes and we'll improve week in and week out, we'll be playing our best ball at the end of the year, and that's really the goal.
He was a four-year starting quarterback at Oregon State in his first season as the Beavers head coach, and you've got Oregon State at number 5, Ohio State, Saturday, noon Eastern. Jonathan, great to have you in the jungle finally. Thank you very much. Good luck this weekend.
Jim, I appreciate it. We need everything we can get, and Jungle Karma is going to help us out Saturday.
You got it. You know it will. Jonathan Smith, nice job, coach. Good to have you. Good SoCal guy. Love that. Grew up going to Dodger games, USC football games, went to Glendora High School, walked on at Oregon State, 4 years starting quarterback at Oregon State, and now coming back to Corvallis, where he is the head coach. And they've got Ohio State. Beaver fans, what do you think? How are you feeling about your chances? It's going to take a little bit of time now. Hey, who knows? You know, maybe they come out. What he said was, I just want to see my guys compete for 60 minutes. Come out and throw. Come out and swing for 60 minutes. I just need to see that. But again, he inherits a really challenging situation. So it's not going to happen overnight.